sandwiched between the Parkview Hotel and I-81 in downtown Syracuse. The crowd grew quickly Saturday afternoon as they met at Foreman Park.
Today was unbelievable seeing about 4,000 people in Syracuse and from all around come to say, hands off our democracy.
That's Auburn resident Bo Drozda, who carried a pride flag. Tavia Gilbert came to stand for freedom of speech.
I'm a civil servant. If I speak out about what I believe is not right, what Doge and Trump's administration is doing, I feel like I could be targeted.
They are two of millions of protesters who showed up across the country to tell Trump what they think of his mass federal cuts.
Vote them out! Vote them out!
They were young, they were old, and many were union members, angry over his latest executive order outlawing collective bargaining. Central New York Labor Federation field coordinator Josh Ludden says that move strips protections from employee rights.
If those people can't collectively bargain, their bosses are going to go and take advantage of them like they did for years. They're going to go back to the old ways where people are going to have terrible pay.
Local union leader John O'Hara says the outpouring of concern underscores his point that labor unions are necessary for workers and the country as a whole.
This brings together what the unions are always fighting for, but this is bringing together every other citizen in this country.
However, he warns the collective outrage against Trump's policies cannot stop.
We have to fight against it with every bone in our body.
Brad Clary is a postal worker and a union member who came to the rally with colleagues. He wants the White House's hands off of union negotiations.
The unions are protecting a living wage. It's job security and it's a living wage. We have good working conditions. We don't want to go back to the 1920s and 1930s.
And he is worried that Doge's cuts will end labor standards protecting the most vulnerable.
I mean, my God, they're talking about letting kids work where they haven't been able to work in decades. It's insane.
New York United States Representative John Manion was in the crowd, assuring union members have constitutional rights, and Congress is watching what Trump will do next.
He's attacking the labor unions because there's a concentration of power there. He doesn't want any organization that is powerful to challenge him, and therefore he's going after them, and he's going after them illegally.
Manion says labor unions clear pathways for the middle class to thrive.
And what we're seeing is a growing wealth gap in this country because of attacks on labor unions, attacks on working people, trying to benefit the ultra-wealthy at the expense of the poor and the middle class.
Drew Utzon reminded crowdgoers to remember what unions have done for everyone working in this country.
You know, labor unions created the weekend in this country. Labor unions created the middle class in this country. The strength we have as people of more modest means is banding together.
He says that's why the responsibility to protect labor unions from federal attacks should fall on everyone.
Wanna know what all the fuss is?
And that includes every single kind and color of person. Your voice matters, and today proved that.
In Syracuse,
we are standing up for justice.
Evan Fay, WAER News.
We are standing up for justice.